Alcohol plays a big role in many Australians' lives, whether it's unwinding with a glass of wine after work, celebrating a milestone, or catching up with your mates in the pub. But while we often think of alcohol as harmless in moderation, there's a lot of evidence that small reductions in drinking can lead to noticeable health benefits. And today we're talking to Dr. Nicole Lee, adjunct professor at the National Drug Research Institute and CEO at Hello Sunday Morning, to talk us through some of the research and the benefits and what it all means for everyday drinkers. Welcome, Nicole.
Morning, Vanessa.
It's such a pleasure to have you on the radio today. Your article outlines health benefits that begin just 24 hours after quitting alcohol. Can you walk us through what some of those short-term changes are?
Yeah, I mean, as you said, we kind of think of alcohol as benign and a great social lubricant, but it does have health impacts every time you drink. So when you stop drinking or you cut back, the reverse happens. Your body is functioning much better. So after even just one day, it takes about 24 hours for alcohol to completely leave your body, even though we only feel the effects for a few hours. So you can actually, many people see improvements after just a day. And one of the first things that most people notice is that because alcohol is very dehydrating, but your body can absorb water in about 5 minutes. Once the alcohol is gone and you start drinking non-alcoholic beverages, especially water, you'll be much more hydrated, your skin looks better, you just feel better because you need water for digestion and brain functioning and energy, really.
That's pretty resilient bounce back from the body. What sort of changes can we expect over a much longer period, say months or a year or more?
Yeah, so if you're a heavy drinker or a daily drinker, you'll probably feel worse for the first week as the alcohol's kind of your body's readjusting. But for the average drinker, after a week, you should start to see some real benefits, like your sleep is often really improved. Alcohol makes you kind of feel sleepy at first, but it really disrupts the sleep cycle. Even if you're not noticing waking up in the middle of the night, the quality of sleep isn't as good. But by the end of a week without alcohol, you'll probably feel less groggy in the mornings because your sleep's kind of back in a regular cycle and the quality of sleep's a lot better. And in that week also, your liver is repairing itself. Every time you drink, you get potentially have little fatty deposits and lesions in your liver that kind of grow over time, and those can be reversed. And so in the first week, your liver starts to process better. But it's really after a month off alcohol completely where people really start to see a difference. So mood is better, your sleep is significantly improved, and so you'll feel like you have lots more energy and better well-being. You probably feel like you're bouncing out of bed rather than kind of crawling out of bed. One thing that many people like about drinking a bit less is that after about a month, you'll really start to notice weight loss, but particularly body fat loss. Alcohol's got a lot of calories in it, and it also triggers our hunger reward system. So you probably notice when if you're drinking, you might tend to crave kind of bad food, you know, chips and lollies and things, and that's the alcohol triggering off the reward system in your body. Also, a lot of people who drink a lot on a regular basis often have kind of stomach issues, and they often will attribute those to, you know, something they ate or just not feeling great. So things like bloating and indigestion and heartburn. And after about a month, all of that should resolve as well.
That's a very interesting one you said about bloating and heartburn. I guess a lot of people do attribute that to something you've eaten probably in the last 12 to 24 hours. So I'm curious, for people out there who are more casual, maybe social drinkers, they don't have an awful lot of alcohol, it's in moderation. What are some of the differences between, what are some of the benefits of these moderate drinkers encouraging them to maybe stop completely and have a little break?
Yeah, well, I think most people don't realise that even if you're a moderate drinker, alcohol's still doing your body damage every time you drink. And even for moderate drinkers, that damage can be reversed. So, known lots of people who are pretty light drinkers. They drink, a couple of drinks a couple of days a week or a couple of days a fortnight. But when they stop or have a break, at least for one of the dry months or just having a break on their own, they really say things like, "My sleep's a lot better. I'm less anxious. I feel like I can get out of bed and I'm have much more energy." So I think we don't really notice or realise how much alcohol can impact your body. And it's not, I'm not saying we need to all stop drinking immediately forever, but just having that knowledge and monitoring what's happening when you're drinking and when you're not drinking can be really helpful to staying on track if you want to make changes.
So I've got one last question for you, Dr. Nicole. Going back to the fact that it is a social thing and for some people a stress relief, we've got a lot of programs like Dry July, zero alcohol drinks to encourage people to choose healthier options. What are some other things people can look to, whether it is individual choices to help their mental health and social connections, or maybe a policy or public change?
Yeah, well, so many things that we could be doing, but just in terms of kind of bigger picture policy, we know that access and price for alcohol are the two kind of main drivers. So there's lots of venues around. Those areas tend to have higher drinking rates. So there's plenty of things the government could be doing to make it easier not to drink, because it is really difficult in Australia not to have a drink. Everywhere you go, there's alcohol. The other things, like more on a personal level, if you're trying to make changes, any type of changes, like taking a break or cutting back, and also to quit entirely, just setting really clear goals is really important. If you just kind of say, "Oh, I'm going to stop drinking," it's very likely that the first opportunity that you get to drink, you're probably going to slip up and have a what we call a lapse. So having clear goals, this week I'm going to reduce my drinking, or I'm going to quit for 1 week and see how I feel, and then extend that. That can be really helpful. At Hello Sunday Morning, we have a range of tools that help people. We've got a community that can that you just hop on. It's kind of like a big Facebook site, and you can chat to other people that are going through the same thing and get support and some advice. But also things like we've got a drink tracker, and tracking your drinks is really helpful to keep on track because you can see your progress. And also just, having other people around you that are going through the same thing can be really helpful too.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. You were listening to Dr. Nicole Lee. She's an adjunct professor at the National Drug Research Institute and CEO at Hello Sunday Morning, where I believe, Nicole, you can find some of those assistance like the drink tracker. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've got a whole range of tools. If you're wondering whether you're drinking too much, we've got an assessment tool on our website. There's a drink tracker and the Daybreak community, and also a little program that runs for about 6 sessions if you're really serious about quitting, that'll help you do that. So the website is hellosundaymorning.org if anyone wants to check it out.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Dr. Nicole.